Hello and welcome to your Sunday supplement from the Shropshire Star. My name's Andy Richardson and I'm joined today by acting women's editor Sue Austin. The new year started rowdily in Shropshire and Mid Wales. Police described scenes of bedlam between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day, and they said people simply had too much to drink and got themselves into trouble. Elsewhere, Woolworths is a store that's been dominating the headlines yesterday and also over the coming week. Sue, I think you've been taking a look at this. A couple of stores closed yesterday in Shropshire.
Yes, in fact, two stores closed yesterday. They were Telford and Shrewsbury. They did have a stay of execution, but sadly the doors finally closed. And then tomorrow, Monday, we have two more stores closed, Bridge North and Telford. I think it's a case of wait and see, because I think some of these towns are going to suffer in the long run.
And it's not just, I suppose, the town suffering. Woolworths does have a place in all our affections. It's been there for a long time, and it's a store that we've all grown up in, and, you know, it's part of the Shropshire landscape.
Of course it is. Everybody remembers Pick and Mix. I think I was one of the kids that always used to look in envy at the families who could afford to have the Pick and Mix. But there's all sorts of other things in Woolworths. You always knew wherever you were in the country, you could go into Woolies and find what you needed. And I think people will miss the wonder of Woolies.
They will indeed. Next week, looking at news, we've got a court case that we'll be following. Brian Vose, who will be appearing at Shrewsbury County Court. Now, he was the chap who was arrested last year and accused of running a cannabis factory. So we'll be at court at Shrewsbury County Court next week to follow that. Looking ahead, we need something to look forward to the new year. And Sue, I think you're giving us all some inspiration and something to look forward to.
I don't know about inspiration, but myself, as in probably scores of people across Shropshire, are now putting on their trainers and getting ready for the London Marathon. I took the plunge and now wondering what I'm doing. But this is probably the first week for most people's training programmes. They're going to be running for charity. They're going to be running for their own fitness. So we'll be looking with interest at everybody and how they're progressing.
It is, and I suppose people will be doing 12-week programmes, getting themselves fit for April, and also raising huge sums of money for charities in Shropshire. And this is something, is it, that we can read about your progress and the progress of other runners?
Yes, we hope to be doing a regular piece in the Shropshire Star, looking at my trials and tribulations, looking at the fundraising, looking at sports injuries and how you can eat yourself fit for the marathon. And we're very much hoping that other marathon runners will contact us and join in and let us know what's happening.
Sue, thanks for joining us today. That's all for this week's Sunday Supplement, and we'll be back next week with another look at the headlines in Shropshire.